Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I want to get back to the Baffert thing for a minute. So both of his horses will be running in the Preakness. And I guarantee you, the casual person now is going to watch it because of the controversy. They're going to want to see if this thing is legit. And you can't not let him run because the way this ruling works, it's kind of like the NFL a little bit. It's like, okay, so you have two tests. The first one came back positive. Now they have to wait on the second one, which could take weeks. And if it comes back negative, guess what? He's fine. They keep the money and everything. It just does seem like one of those things that we all just decided this 3 years ago, and nobody ever really quit. Now, there's not another quarterback I would have taken before him.
Would you take Joe Burrow over him?
A fair question. I would not.
I think the better question is, would you take Justin Herbert over him? Justin Herbert had a better season than Joe Burrow.
He did.
And he didn't have a torn ACL in his first
year.
Well,
and that's the thing, though. I think Burrow is actually starting to look pretty damn good for a rookie quarterback on a really crappy team. No, I would take Lawrence over both of those guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message, you're good to go, Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975, can text the show, know the number for that, you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff, man. We got a lot of good stuff here in the third hour that we haven't gotten to yet. I've been teasing the story for three segments, and we haven't gotten to it. Most of the talk was about, we had a little Baffert talk. We had a little talk about my hair.
A little talk about
quarterbacks and things like that. And as usual, AJ yelling at me when I agree with him that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback, but I also understood the guy's point. But you know what? That's what we do.
Right.
Well, that's what we do. We speculate.
Got to yell at you for something.
Well, I mean, I was expecting you to make fun of the hair today.
Well, listen, man, it looks good.
I know. I'm disappointed.
Should have gone all black.
Well, I didn't want to do that because.
And then we could have played, you know, Johnny Cash songs and Back in Black. We could have played that all day long.
Yeah, dark brown doesn't quite. There's not any dark brown songs, right? Not that I can think of.
No. So it's your fault. If you wanted the heat, you should have gone black.
Well, I know, but I just kind of thought.
Or you should have put a streak in it, like you discussed.
Well, I thought about that, but I just figured that.
But don't do that. It would be absurd.
No, I know it would be absurd.
I'm
56 years old. I'm not putting a streak in my hair. I just, for a
although
second,
there is someone who works in our office now who has like a white or gray streak in their hair.
Really?
Have you seen that guy? The guy who works down there?
No.
Yeah.
But he's not old, right?
No, he's young.
Yeah, so you can do that when you're young. So, just a follow-up to what we were talking about last segment with Jerome. Hey, guys, I heard you talking about you used to get letters from Beaumont. This is Jason. I used to write you guys all the time. I've come to see
There's
you in a couple of your events. I've been out for a little over 2 years, still listening every chance I get. I've been a blitzer since before it was cool.
You doing any crime, though?
No, he's been out for 2 years, man.
Yeah, but are you doing any crime, though, is the real question.
Now, don't ask him that. I'm not going to rat him out on the radio.
I just want to know what he's up to.
You know what? And I remember him telling us he was going to stay clean when he got out.
We'll see.
So far, so good.
We'll see about that.
All right, so I need to get to the story, and I think you guys are going to agree with me on this. Dude, there's another one of those breastfeeding commercials. Okay, actually, that kind of, you know what? Let's do the gym of the day first, because that actually plays right off of this.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, we've seen a lot of people do stuff on Zoom that they shouldn't do.
Like sex stuff?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why people can't just wait until the Zoom call's over, right?
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, at some point you just say, you know what? Yeah,
I really have to masturbate right this minute, even though I'm on a work call.
Yeah, you know what? Just wait 20 minutes.
No, I can't wait. It's an emergency.
I mean, you know what? The boner will come back. It'll happen.
It'll explode if I don't.
I'm going to burst.
Oh,
and
plus
they do it.
Yeah, plus he's sitting there going, oh, Sally from accounting. Sally from accounting.
That's the worst.
Anyway. Well,
poor women who have to work with these guys.
Well, this is a woman who actually did this.
Finally, it's their fault.
Hey, that's one of the reasons why I picked this up. Amanda K. Fletcher was a teacher at the Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering.
All right.
She was conducting a Zoom session for her class because obviously they can't do it in the classroom right now. As she was doing this, she appeared to suckle the nipple of an unidentified topless male while she rocked her head back and forth. According to the Special Commissioner of Investigation for City Schools. First off, how do you get to be a Special Commissioner of Investigations for City Schools?
I don't know, but
pretty cool job.
Tell me more about this nipple suckling.
Well, at least it was just a nipple, right?
Oh, my.
But yeah, so she's on the Zoom call, and, you know, basically they were doing everything on remote.
Talk slower.
About 12 minutes before the class ended, while students were still present on the call.
Go back to the nipple thing. Hurry, hurry.
Oh, I forgot you.
Hurry, got, come on.
You've got such a nipple fetish. Jeez. And this is a grade 6 through 12 school. Ooh.
What a pervert.
Wow.
Get that guy out of here.
Now, I know it's New York, but this chick made $105,000 last year.
For being a school teacher?
Yeah.
That's good money for school teachers.
Yeah, in New York, though, it's like $26,000.
That's
to
true.
To be honest. But they basically ordered everyone to beef up teacher training on appropriate and acceptable behavior while interacting remotely with students.
I'll beef up.
All right, listen, teaching's a hard job. I get it. You probably get lonely. Yeah, you know, probably want to suckle on some nipple. I get it, okay? But you can't do it while you're on Zoom. Jeez.
Yeah, that's not a great call.
But see how that kind of dovetailed off the other thing. I mean, I don't know. I just felt I should pivot there from once I saw yet another breastfeeding commercial. So anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Hey, so here's a fun text. Been texting this number for a while now and haven't got a text back. This is Mandy, right?
Nope.
Would you like
a couple dudes?
Would you like me to be Mandy for you, sir? I'm sure I could.
Say my name.
That's where you say Mandy's not here. Mandy's a little occupied right now. Okay, AJ, your turn.
This is Mandy's boyfriend.
Oh man,
hey, this is Mandy's husband. Why do you keep texting her?
Oh boy, yeah, that'd be a good one.
Is that a female listener who knows our number by heart and just gives it out as a fake number?
Probably.
You know
lots
what?
Of chicks know our number by heart,
and you know what?
Typical
Mandy, good move. Very smart, Mandy.
Yeah.
Although somebody has submitted us to a couple of those like promotional ones, it'll be like, come out this Friday and DJ
Friday
on the ones and twos. And I get those during late hits on Friday nights. I'm like, you're texting me at 7:30 at night to come out to a club. My plans are already made.
Yeah.
But also don't sign us up for stupid texts like that.
No, I actually keep doing it. I like to hear Aaron complain about it.
It's happened like the last 3 or 4 weeks.
It's just my flavor. That's all. I like to hear you complaining.
Can I throw something out just real quick on the Deshaun Watson thing? Everybody's speculating that because there's been silence, they're close to a settlement.
Okay.
Talking to a source who would know, this is me reporting. They are not close to a settlement.
Oh, it does. Like I assumed that the silence did mean that they. I didn't know. I wasn't bold enough to say they were close to a settlement.
Yeah,
but I would assume that they would at least be working on a settlement.
People have been saying that, especially on the other channel, that they're hearing that they're close to a settlement.
And you're hearing,
I'm hearing the exact opposite. That one of the reasons it's quiet right now is Busby's getting married, and he's got his wedding coming up.
Ooh.
So.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. And no, Watson will not be a handyman in the future. Stop. He's not doing the handy. That's them. And.
How do you think he's going to get paid?
Anyway, you actually know my source on that one, so.
Oh, I know him?
Yeah, you do.
Or her.
Or her. Or it.
Ooh.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I saw it coming, so I
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, Bill Worrell leaving the Rockets.
We've damn near...
Yeah, I'm done. No more for me.
I'm not here to judge, but...
Hey, I did my part. You know what? We haven't even got halfway to the bottle yet, right? Oh, well, maybe a little more.
A little over half.
Okay. Aaron, you got to keep going. But you got Soccer Matters tonight, right, with Glenn Davis?
Yeah. Then I'm just going to berate him for not watching Ted Lasso yet, even though I've pressured him for the last six months.
Yeah, he needs to watch that because I need a soccer guy's opinion on that. Because realistically, no one in the Premier League would want a Division II college football coach coming in who knows nothing about soccer.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying. But I'm pretty sure the purists or the testicles or whichever you were calling them would be offended by that. But it is kind of a cute show. And Glenn does a great job.
It's a cute show.
It's just a fun show. It's a feel-good show. I'm not a fan of feel-good. You know, I like people being beheaded and little people who... wind up shooting their dads and dragons and things like that. Those are my kind of shows.
Boobs.
Boobs.
You don't even care about boobs. I like boobs.
Don't get me wrong. Don't act like I don't like boobs.
You always complain, oh, they didn't need that nude
scene. No. You are totally misquoting me. They don't need the sex scenes. Nude scenes, totally fine with. The fake sex, I don't need it.
I
started watching that startup the other day. I watched the first episode. There's like... three sex scenes in the first 10 minutes. I'm like, did I just click on the hub?
Hell yeah, Bubba.
But it's like, I don't need the sex scenes, but yes, nude, absolutely. There's a hot redhead. Happy to see her nude.
Remember everyone talks about...
But I only see Martin Freeman having sex, man.
Can we agree that, you know, True Detective Season 1, one of the greatest seasons of television that's ever been done, right?
No, I'm going to say...
Okay, we disagree.
No, then. I'm going to say it was great up until the last episode, and then it was very average.
Okay.
The last episode was a fail.
I thought the season was great.
And it totally ruined most of it for me.
But for me, Alexandra Daddario, that moment where she takes her top off, whatever happened in the rest of that season, that was one of the greatest seasons of television ever.
But
already.
Nobody's disputing seeing breasts. Nobody's saying that's a bad thing. I am totally for nudity.
You
in
just
shows.
Wouldn't like it if they were doing it.
No, they're fake doing it.
If they were fake doing
it. And it's poor and I don't like it. And I'm sorry. Nudity, okay. All four. Fake sex scenes, not a fan. Fair enough?
Fair.
Okay, but don't act like I don't like to see nudity. I mean, especially like the redhead that Martin Freeman was banging, which I'm sorry, I can't see a hobbit going in on a hot redhead. It just didn't work for me. Especially Martin Freeman, because it's like he's Fargo, he's a hobbit, yeah, he's Watson. No. Asymmetric says, Banshee's been fired for me. Just finished season two. One of my buddies, I've been telling him, watch Banshee. He finally finished it. He's like, holy bleep, greatest show ever. Like, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to bring this up before the end of the show because we keep putting it off. There was a survey in a recent study of 2,000 U.S. residents. What do we say when we talk about how many people we think are good versus how many people...
I think it's about 1 out of 10 are good. There's more.
No, and most, 81% say they believe humankind is inherently good.
I know, like, between the three of us, I feel like one of the three of us is good.
I think we're all decent people. I don't think any of us are really bad. But here's the question that they ask, and this number stunned me. Of the 2,000, when they were asked how they would compare themselves to others in their lives, there was a percentage that said they're better than everyone else they know, right? So, like, if you think you're better than everyone else you know, Aaron thinks he's better. No, I okay, You'll never believe the number that thought that.
That think they're the best person in the room?
Yeah. Than anybody they know, not just in the room.
70%.
No, 46%. Damn. Almost half.
That's crazy.
I mean, I got to tell you, there's no way I'm the best person I know.
I'm not even the best person that lives in my house.
I'm not either. I don't think Aaron is either.
No.
I'm not even, I mean, I'm not even top. I'm not going to, I think we're all actually, we don't like to admit it, we're all actually pretty good people. But I don't think I'm top 10 of the people I know. I really don't. I mean, it's, how can you believe that you're a better person than everybody else you know, unless you don't know a damn thing? I mean, I'm just baffled by this. I was kind of curious what you guys thought. I mean, 46%?
That seems odd.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, only 55% of millennials believe in the goodness of humanity.
That's one, something they might be right about.
Well, you know what, though? I don't blame the millennials for that. I blame their parents. I've always said that as a parent of two millennials.
Terrible person you are. That's why you're not a good person.
I don't know about that. But, you know, I just think that Mike says I'm not the best person in my house and I live alone. But no, I mean, who thinks that, really? Who thinks, you know what, I'm a better person than everybody I know. All right, wait, I got one. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. I bet he does.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
but I mean, I'm. This is one of those things that just baffles me. Because 44%. Patrick Creighton says Joel Osteen thinks he's the best. Well, he talks to Jesus. He's got a phone line to Jesus. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He's got that red hotline like Kennedy used to have to the Russians. He just picks it up and says, "Hey, Jesus, what's going on, buddy?" So I don't know how much money did you make this week? And Jack Easterby Burner called me a dickweed. Brother, you can't use that word. I'm sorry. I have a trademark on that. It is dickweed TM. I'm allowed to use it. AJ has permission. Aaron has permission. Several of the Twitchers have permission, the cool ones. You do not have permission, sir. So therefore, I am going to sue you. Every usage, $24,000. Boy, yeah, you start bringing dogs in, I'm like fourth in my house.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know, man.
What about your cat?
No, I'm ahead of the cat.
What about the dead cat, RIP? Was he better than you?
Well, I mean, he's dead, so.
But was he better than you?
Actually, he was a pretty good cat.
Yeah, he didn't deserve what
he got. He was the good cat. The other cat is a total jerk.
Do you feel like when your dogs kill your cat, you say, really, dogs, couldn't you have killed the other one?
Well, yes, but they didn't kill him. He had a heart attack. It was cat slaughter. It was not a murder.
Okay.
I just want to make that clear. Because I don't want the SPCA coming down on my ass. It was just an accident, and it was unfortunate.
Oh, boy.
Ben just said, got into an argument with a Jack Easterby apologist, tried to convince me the Texans draft was the greatest draft, that Easterby didn't have anything to do with it at all. My God, there are people, I guess...
That's funny right there.
Well, I guess they just listen to 610, and they just totally drink the Kool-Aid, and they totally... I'm telling you, I just feel like there's a group of Texans fans, and I mentioned this the other day, that are like the girl in the porno where there's three guys surrounding her, and she just goes from one to the other and bounces back and forth, and one's Easterby, and one's Cal, and one's Nick. That I'm afraid that's what's happened to a lot of Texans fans, and it's sad, as Trump would say, sad.
Sad.
So, Cheryl from Beaumont says she used to date a guy that was such a dickweed. You need dickweed for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, yeah, Cheryl has permission. Cheryl can use it because she comes to our road shows.
Okay,
and she says, you know, she said one time that I look like Bradley Cooper. And you know what?
Maybe the biggest misstep in the history of time.
It was a misstep. Yeah, not necessarily a misstep, but you know, I mean, I appreciate it. It's a positive. When you get as few positive...
I agreed with her at the time. I just said you look like Bradley Cooper if he drowned and then was left in a dumpster for 3 days in the Texas summer heat.
Or got banged by the Crypt Keeper and that was her kid. And there was kind of a Crypt Keeper into it, too. You know, it's just...
At the time, you were pretty fat.
Yeah.
And you were kind of bloated looking.
True.
So it looked like maybe Bradley Cooper.
Like Bradley Cooper from Wedding Singer when he was young and kind of chunky, yet, I mean, obviously much uglier.
But like if Bradley Cooper like drowned and then like when they pulled his body out, it was immediately stung by a bunch of bees.
Well, like, no, because like it always gets bloated when you drown, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then the fish pick at you and stuff. One fish, two fish. Never mind. All right.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
All right. Well, I'm really worried about humanity now. So was that Creighton in there earlier?
Yes, it was.
But he's off tonight. Soccer Matters.
Yep. He's got to take care, update some client commercials for his show.
He's a grinder.
He's a hard worker. He's a good earner. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5,
92.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, man, I've been giving this some thought, and I'm thinking about all my friends. I probably rank myself, and I have a lot of friends. I mean, I joke about not having friends. I think I'm 14th.
Okay.
As a good person.
I don't know that I'm that high.
Well, I actually have Aaron like 11 and you 13. But yeah, I think I'm 14. And that's still good because I have a lot of good friends who do good things. I mean, it's like if you treat it like the NFL, I'm kind of the Texans before all this happened. I'm always going to be right in the middle, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I guess this is one of those things that always baffles me. Why was every Astros fan obsessed with the fact that Dusty Baker could chew his toothpick again? What the hell?
It's very odd. That's a weird thing.
That's a weird thing, right? I don't have to wear masks, so he gets it. Is this really such a thing that we have to have a conversation about it?
Apparently. I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing, but they've gotten enough. There's been enough vaccinations that now, finally.
Mm. Well, I guess the vaccinations didn't help the Yankees, apparently.
Yeah.
What are we up to now on them?
Well, they got the poor man's vaccination. They need to revoke their stuff.
No, it just reacts negatively when you have steroids running through your system.
Well, I don't think their base coach is roided out.
Oh, they maybe. Probably all are. Yeah, they're Yankees. They probably are. I don't mean to brag, but I'm like Team Pfizer. We don't seem to have any problems.
Well, I'm Team Moderna.
No blood clots over here. You know, none of that stuff. No Yankees. I'm just saying.
And by the way, like, maybe remember where Phil Nevin started his career. If you're going to go throwing around the roid usage, like, let's slow your roll, Aaron.
Oh, boy. So, I don't think we're going to get to go cover this fight because it's in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, definitely. Well, we're probably not getting offered to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going even if we are.
Oh, August 14th in Saudi Arabia. If we were offered, I would go.
Yeah, I would not.
I would like to go meet my people.
That's the difference between you and I.
And I would go get like the full Arab headdress and stuff and dress up like that and try to fit in.
Oh, you would be booted right out of that place.
Dude, they would ship me off to Syria and put me in the army. Yeah. But Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury.
Yep.
Going to fight August 14th. And then there's going to be a second fight later.
Two British guys fighting in Saudi Arabia.
Hey, what's up with that? Mm. Well, they're going to have a second fight later in the year. Which will be in the UK.
Okay.
So that one.
And then we'll do the trilogy in Vegas?
Maybe so.
Yeah, baby.
But I would love to go to the one in England, too.
It's too far for a fight that I know who's going to win.
Yeah, but I like England a lot, man. I'm telling you, after once I close all these business deals and I have plenty of money.
You're going to move
there? No, I mean, I might get a place there, though.
It's nice that everyone there speaks English.
That's a plus.
Like, so I don't feel like it's...
Guess what? They don't speak in Saudi Arabia.
It feels less like a foreign country to me, but also their beer is all warm.
That's the only negative to England, is their beer sucks. Okay, and I'm sorry, English people.
Well, let's face it. The food wasn't...
No, the food's not great either. Now, well, I'll take it back. Like, if you get English food here, it's garbage. You get it there, it's like getting Guinness there. It's like Guinness is tolerable there.
Here, there was a place here called Feast that had English food, and it was really, really good. And then they had to close down because I think they caught the chef pissing off the back porch or something like that. Mm. And then I was like, man, I ate there like four times, and I liked it. And,
well, hopefully the food wasn't off the back porch.
I hope not, but...
You never know. You never know.
They made the sticky toffee pudding with the clotted cream. Oh,
wow. But like in England... Like stuff like bangers and mash tastes delicious. You get it here. It's
delicious.
Yes. You get it here. Very, very much a miss most of the time.
I had a few meals. Well, I mean, I had a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, the whole time I was there.
Breakfast, not great there.
But just in general, I wasn't impressed with their food
but
there.
But you had to find the right spots, so that's the problem. No, it wasn't great, but I mean, getting it there, much better than getting it here.
Oh, I'll give you that.
Now, I don't like fish and chips. The wife loves fish and chips. So, like, everywhere we had to go, she had to go, we have to go to a place that has good fish and chips. I'm like, dude, I don't care. I mean, I don't want, you know, basically, this is fish that's been frozen for 6 years, and chips are fries. What's the big deal? But we did, like, shepherd's pie. Like, I mean, a good shepherd's pie in England, I like. Mm. So I'm down with that. I wouldn't mind having a place there and spending a couple months a year there. Like, basically, in... to bounce around and play poker tournaments around Europe.
Okay.
So, but anyway, that'll be where the second fight is. This all started with Saudi Arabia. And actually, I'm not really interested in going to Saudi Arabia. I've always wanted to go to Dubai and go to the Dubai World Cup horse race. So one of these days, maybe I'll own a horse good enough to go.
Well, there you go. Now we're talking.
Yeah, this is...
You'll have to roid it up, though.
Yeah. I can tell you who won't be training it. Won't be
listen. I guess you won't be winning a championship.
No, won't be Balco Bob. That's for sure.
You won't be a champion, Fred.
Yeah, and that really bothers me because I've known Baffert for a long time. I would say we were friends once, and he is. I mean, we spent a lot of time hanging out. The most interesting thing about Bob is he never wants to talk about horses. He just wants to talk about politics.
Oh, that's not interesting about anyone.
I know. It's not good conversation because it's one-sided. This is what I believe, and if you don't believe that, then you're an idiot kind of thing. But that's all he ever talked about, politics. It's like, maybe you should have spent a little more time making sure your horses weren't drugged to the gills.
Yep.
Now, to be fair, I was only friends with him up until I left the newspaper business in 2007. And that's when they just first started doing all these drug tests. Because I was talking about that earlier. It's like, 30 tests in 40 years doesn't sound like a lot until you realize, they almost all started in 2005.
Then it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, that seems like a lot, right? I think five times in less than 2 years kind of seems like a lot. All high-profile races. Kentucky Derby, Arkansas Derby, Kentucky Oaks. Just gets back to my whole coincidence thing. But, yeah, so it's, and, you know, to see him go to the basic politician response of just deflect, 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 make stuff up. It's crazy. Cancel culture. Really? Speaking of the Brits, I have another British survey for you real quick. At what age would you think...
Do you want me to answer this like a British person?
Yeah, please do.
All right, let's go then. What you got?
At what
go
age?
Spit out.
What age do the Brits finally stop worrying about what other people think of them?
Oh.
If you're self-conscious, which frankly, I'm not. I don't give a rat's ass. You can make fun of me all day.
Let's go with 45.
That's a damn good guess. That's a damn good guess.
What's the answer?
Not perfect, but it's a damn good guess. Aaron, what would you
guess?
I'm
not perfect.
And
I'm damn good.
I'm going to guess 42.
Okay. See, if he had listened to what I said there, he would have said 46. Because you just missed it. Yeah, they studied 2,000 adults. And they're all over 55. So, you know, my people. But they don't feel comfortable until they turn like 42. And they don't stop worrying about what people think about them until they turn 46.
All right.
Does that sound right?
That's about right. Aaron, do you still care what people think about you?
I like to say I don't, but I kind of do. I mean, I wouldn't be in this kind of media spotlight thing if I didn't a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's a job that pays you money, right? That's a kind of a perk.
Yeah, but I also don't mind the attention.
Okay.
Do I go out, like, am I going to be the first person to, like, walk out into a bar and be like, yeah, I'm that guy? No. But if somebody were to come up and talk to me, wouldn't bother me.
That sounds like he's fishing for somebody to come up and talk to him, no. Doesn't it?
I recently had a meal with someone who's also in media. And, I mean, he was telling the waiter, like, what we did. And I was just mortified. And I kept thinking it would stop, and it just kept going. It was the worst.
You got to listen. When the Baytown Badass is out to dinner, you respect the Baytown Badass. He wants his steak Bubba. Well done. You do it, Bubba.
Yeah, and then he could put ketchup on his steak, and he said, that's how we do it out here, bub. Let me tell you what. Quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys got that star on my lid, Bubba.
Didn't he back up Quincy Carter?
Listen, didn't he back up Troy Aikman? Yeah, he did.
I'm just checking. Oh, somebody said, Fred, you said, to be fair, was that a Letterkenny reference? Yeah.
He could have Wally pipped Troy Aikman, but Troy Aikman came back. That was the only difference.
Well, like Troy Aikman was that great.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
So
he's just 9 Super Bowls great. How about that?
Yeah. Thanks to hand the ball off to Emmitt Smith every time and having a great defense.
Please.
Yeah. Suck on that.
Please.
And, no, AJ did not have lunch with the Baytown Badass. This is how rumors get started. It really is. It's like next thing you know, it's going to be AJ and the Baytown Badass with AJ doing a Baytown Badass impression the whole show and forth.
Hey, I got a great bologna sandwich shop, Bubba. You're going to love the bologna at this place, man.
It kind of sounds like drunk Baytown Badass.
Well, I have had some Eagle Rare.
That would be fun, actually.
I've had a little bit of whiskey. Yeah.
Of course, so, all he does is drink Coors Light, so it's never happening, but, you know. So, anyway. Well, the show's kind of flown by a little bit.
It has.
We got.
And then there was one.
We have, hey, man, bleep that when we come back. And this one's kind of directed at Aaron in an indirect way.
Ooh, well, indirectly
not,
directed.
It's not really directed at Aaron, but it's like directed at Aaron something likes to do, which he knows drives me nuts. So, yeah, that's your tease. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz. Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you about new brakes. And maybe you've been hearing some squeaking. Maybe you've been thinking, oh, man, it's time to get these brakes fixed. And you don't want to go to a shop or a dealer because you're going to have to sit there for a couple hours and they're going to come back and the price is going to keep going up. Well, you know, here's a way to avoid all that. Go to New Brakes. And all the Blitzers who've used New Brakes have said the same thing. Man, they're super nice. They're quick. They take care of it. They're great. And you're going to save 20 to 50% off of what you would pay with a shop or a dealer. They're going to come to you. So you could be at work. Like they could come and do it right now while I'm doing the show. Or they could come to my house and do it. They can do that for you. If you need your mom's brakes done, they'll go to your mom's house. It's that simple. You go to NUBRAKES.com, newbrakes.com. They're going to get right back to you with a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. So there's no bull stuff, man. They tell you what the price is going to be, and they come out and they fix your brakes. 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty, experienced, cool brake technicians. Newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off, newbrakes.com.
You're
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Final segment of the day. Little soccer matters with my man Glenn Davis coming up next. I know he likes to call it the self-proclaimed best soccer show. It is the best soccer show. It doesn't have to be self-proclaimed. There's nobody better than Glenn. And boy, on my list of people who are better than me as human beings, yeah, Glenn's ahead of me.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, Glenn's a great guy. So anyway, all right, let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That.
I'll go first. Okay. There is a growing population of people who don't want to stop wearing face masks ever.
Uglies like me?
I'm sure there's some of them. And I mean, obviously the mask has been a big point of debate during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But there was early expert advice against masking. Then there were protests. And then, like, when should people stop wearing masks? Like, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on it. But what I do know is I don't like to wear a mask. I'd like to stop wearing masks. I mean, obviously, I don't want to get COVID. I don't want anybody to get COVID anymore. I want it to go away.
Yeah.
But there are people who, they feel like the mask is helping them, not prevent them from getting the pandemic, but helping them socially. They feel like they don't always have to get up and present them their best selves because they can just wear a mask. Meaning, maybe I don't have to brush my teeth today. Maybe I don't have to smile at people that I don't feel like smiling at. I'll just cover it all up with a mask. Maybe I don't have to take a breath mint. Maybe I'm just going to I don't know. Listen, we're wearing these masks because we have to. Like, we got to get out of this thing. As soon as masks aren't necessary anymore, we got to get rid of the masks, all right? Just brush your teeth, put your makeup on, do what you got to do, and get out of the mask, all right? To that I say, hey, man, that.
You know, I'm one of those that early on, I'm like, okay, I'm going to embrace it because I have to. No, I don't want to do the damn things anymore. I feel like I'm done with the COVID.
There's people who they like because their job where they have to deal with customers, they wear a mask so they can mouth things under the mask that they would never say to a customer's face.
Yeah, those are called Tuesday texters. Yeah.
I hate those people.
Yeah, and I mean, I should like it because I'm an ugly. It covers right up, and it covers up, but you know, when you have a big beak, it still doesn't.
We can still tell.
All right. This one's not directed at Aaron, but kind of directed at Aaron because he always likes to put on his little prep what national day it is. Do you know what today is, AJ?
Tuesday.
No, as far as a national day, like there's National Beer Day, there's National Producers Day, there's National Ugly Host with Big Nose Day. There's something.
It's that day.
No,
that's the one.
It's not that. It's National Eat What You Want Day.
Hell yeah, Bubba.
No, that's a hell no, because you know what? Every day is Eat What I Want Day. Nobody.
That's a lie.
No, I can eat whatever the hell I want any day because I'm an American. I'm free. You can't tell me, oh, today you can eat whatever you want. No, if I decide I want to do it tomorrow, guess what? I'm going to do it.
Has this guy for the last month or two been, I really miss pizza.
Under the gun of a Canadian.
I do, but you know what?
A Canadian
Free
governing
American
body.
My ass.
Hey,
a Canadian governing body is not allowing
so you
him to
think,
eat pizza.
You think because they tell me today I can eat whatever I want, I'm going to listen to them because somebody got a national day? These guys are dickweeds. No way. Who decides this? I think Aaron is secretly making these things up.
They do.
Well, you know what they can do?
Suck your mask.
They can bleep my bleep.
That's right.
Because to them I say, hey, man, f*** that. Yeah.
I thought about going on a tirade that kind of relates to AJ's, but I have a feeling it'll get me canceled, and Twitch and I have been joking all day about me getting canceled one of these days and getting fired. So I'll go to my original idea. A man was walking on a tourist bridge in China. The bridge goes about 330 feet long, but the floor of the bridge was made of glass.
Oh, I don't like those.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on one of those?
I've been on the one in Chicago.
That one in Chicago. Probably the same one I was on.
It makes me dizzy when I'm walking on it because it's just weird. Yeah.
But while he was walking on this glass bottom bridge over basically a chasm, it started to crack and then shattered underneath him, leaving him holding on to the side of the bridge for dear life until he could be rescued.
But they did rescue him?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
In China, you figure they just let them die, right? I mean, they got too many people.
Probably. But the fact that people think that this is a good idea, glass, like the pool downtown, scares the hell out of me. No, thank you. My wife wants to go and find a way into that building so she can swim in it. Recently, two hotels.
Does she want to swim nude in it?
No.
I've actually been in that pool.
Nope.
Nude?
Couldn't pay me enough.
Not nude, no.
I would only want to swim in it nude.
I didn't stay in there long. It felt pretty weird.
I'm either nude or I'm not there. I can tell you that right now, Bubba.
There are now two hotels in London that opened up a pool in between the two skyscrapers. That's like 80 stories up, but it's in between. So instead of like going out on the ledge, you're literally swimming between the two buildings with nothing beneath you except for certain death. Stop building things made out of glass and not expecting them to crack, break, and people to die. Hey, man, f*** that.
You know what? Has the one in Chicago cracked?
Yeah, it did at one point.
Oh. Yeah, but they replaced it quickly.
Yeah.
Just without incident of death.
No little Chinese men died in it. So there. Ugh. Oh, well. You can't have anything nice.
This is why we can't have nice things. That's a Taylor Swift song.
Oh.
Yeah, you were just quoting it.
Is that what it sounded like? Great Taylor Swift song. So I finally remembered.
As you break them, I have to take them away. Yay, yay.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a good song.
I finally figured out where that, because it was going through my head all day yesterday when I was talking about coincidence, just seems to follow Mr. Baffert around. I was trying to remember what movie that was from. Digstown. One of the great con movies of all time.
It was a good movie.
Where the very lovely, now I'm blanking, what's her face that was in, that was Roller Girl?
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham, yes. Beautiful Heather Graham. Says that to James Woods when he's talking to her about her brother. Just coincidence just seems to follow you around, Mr. Kane. I think I'm going to go watch that movie tonight if I can find it somewhere. That is the best con movie ever. Better than The Sting.
Ooh.
Better than The Sting. Trying to think of other ones. There's some good ones, but that's the best one. Lou Gossett Jr. Aaron, have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's worth your time. It is a fantastic con movie. Yeah.
Although I realized today, it's been probably 5 or 6 years since I've watched Tombstone. That's going to be on my list one of these days when I have the house to myself again.
Yeah, it's funny because
I'm just going to sit down and watch it.
That's one of those movies that whenever it's on, I watch. But I haven't seen it probably in 2 years. And I don't know why.
I like that movie, too. I'll let my kids watch it.
Not me. I'm in my prime. All right.
Oh, crank it up, Aaron.
That's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Take care of Glenn tonight, okay? He's coming off another dynamo draw. I got to find out whether or not that's a good or a bad thing. I don't know. I'm trying to find out. You can also tell him I wore my Chelsea shirt today. Great job, AJ. Really.
Thank you.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.